Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, Roadie fans. Welcome to another great adventure of the Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. That's right, I'm your host, Scott Misick. Phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. Let's talk about the round four of the PBR Finals. We're sliding down here talking about it right now, catching a view of it while we can. Top three riders still have yet to ride, but let me tell you, we've had some good ones here. Not too many, only five qualified rides. Mike Lee in the fifth slot with 83 and a quarter. We got Edna Caminas with sitting in fourth with 84 and three quarters. Dustin Elliott in third with 86. Caleb Sanderson, our boy from Florida, the Kissimmee Cowboy, sitting in second right now in the round with a score of 87. And Aaron Roy sits on top with 87 and a half. But we still got some good bull riders, and they've got some great matchups here tonight. Well, we're going to talk about them. We want to let you have the opportunity to call in and comment about it. 646-915-9940. Give us a shout. We're taking a break right now, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bye.
right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. We're covering round four of the PBR Finals from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're sitting down here back on the ranch talking the rodeo with you. 646-915-9940. Phone lines are open. Drop on in. Let's talk some rodeo. Just got done watching Ryan McConnell score a, looks like it was 85 and three quarters on Bad Action. Nice little ride. Made it look like another day at the office for any one of them bull riders out there. Tell you what, the bull riders having a tough go tonight at it. And I'll tell you, it doesn't get any easier tomorrow. Round five is going to be even ranker. I mean, they are pulling out their A-pin. You know, they've got some of the top bulls out there. Trying to watch the Austin Meyer looks like on his re-ride bull. Bull kind of drifting on him there just a little bit. He got another chance at him. That was Flashpoint right there. Going to see what the score is coming in here. But great job for Austin Meyer, especially after that bang-up he had there getting off that bull. Kind of got pushed back in there in the buck and shoots and banged around a little bit. But he got up, took himself a re-ride, and made something of it. Not sure where that's going to put him in the standings, but let me tell you some of the highlights from earlier. There were some good ones. Caleb Sanderson, you know, we got a pull for the Kissimmee Cowboy here, being down here in Florida and all. This guy really got it done. Really impressed with him. Had a really good ride. If you ask me, I think it was more of an 88.5 at least. But I'll tell you what, you know, a score is a score, and that's really what he needs to get him put on top there. 86 and three quarters for Austin Meyer there. So, you know, it definitely paid off for him. Not sure where that's going to put him in the standings there. We're going to have to wait and see what we got going on. But if you follow PBRnow.com, you'll be able to pull up the stats, and you can actually watch it live as it comes across, which is really nice, entertaining. First time been able to see this. Looks like he's sitting in 10th spot right now. Looks like Valeron de Oliveira is going to be the next one on Copal. Now, we saw Cody Lustro have this bull earlier in the week and scored pretty big on him. We're going to see what Oliveira can do right now, the Brazilian cowboy. We'll see if he can make something happen. 646-915-9940. We want to talk the rodeo with you. If you got questions or comments about round four or any of the other rounds, give us a shout. Let's see if we can't talk some rodeo here. Some of the other highlights. It's really nice seeing Jerome Davis up there in the broadcast booth with Justin McKee and them. Nice to see that North Carolina cowboy. There goes Val right now, back around to the right now. Even spurring him. Oh, yeah, he's drawing some points there. Bull's not really giving him a whole lot. Val trying to make something out of it. He's going to score pretty decent for the way he was spurring him, but he definitely made it look easy. That's twice that bull's been ridden down here at the finals. All right, rodeo fans, 646-915-9940 is going to be the call-in number. Make sure you give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo. .88 That's going to put him in first place there for the round. I'm not sure looking at some of those other rides whether or not that was an actual I don't know if that was going to be an 88.25 compared to, you know, rides like Caleb Sanderson just had earlier in the night. But, hey, I'm not the judge out there. You know, if you guys got questions or comments about it, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Here we go with Guilherme Marchi, one of our first sitting in the top three, 0 for 3. Oh, and he is not going to get it. 0 for 4 for Marchi. not a good out for him. The defending world champion, Rodeo Fans, it's not good. If you have questions or comments, come on. We want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Drop in. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about this one. Not a good night for him. I'll tell you what, this has not been a good finals for him altogether. He has just had a bad run of bad luck here. Just seems like every one of these bulls, too, are turning away from his hands. You can hear the commentators talking about it. All right, here we go. J.B. Mooney here. Going to see what he can do. He's going to be on a bull they call Fireplug. Now, they go with the draft here, so he ended up having the option to pick him. Let's see what he can do right here. Here he goes. Round to the left, and he's got him. Oh, yeah, he's making it look like another day at the office, spurring him and everything. JB is on fire, Rodeo Fans. Let me tell you, we got a little thing going here with Rob Smets. We're going to get us a steak dinner, it looks like, coming out of we meet up with him down in Fort Myers here on the 21st. JB is just looking hot. We're going to see what Cody Lostro can do, though. JB. That's going to put him in first place. We're going to see if Cody can top it right here. Six four six 9-1-5-9-9-4-0 Rodeo Fans. Y'all get on the horn. Give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo. J-Dub doesn't agree with the score. He thinks it should be a little bit lower. Said that bull just didn't have it. But here comes Cody Lostro here. We're going to see what he can do. He's on mission accomplished. And he is going to get it as well. Look at him. He just got himself a seat. Ooh, man, oh, man. I'll tell you what, that race could not be any tighter right there. Unbelievable, Rodeo Fans. I'll tell you what, this turned out to be one of the best matchups here. One of the best finals I've had an opportunity to watch. Straight through. Like I said, we did get to watch the first three rounds, and now the fourth round tonight, 90 and a quarter. I'll tell you what, I don't know. I would have to disagree there. JB making it look like, well, I'll tell you what, Cody got some spur in there into him, so you know he got an extra point or two off of it, but I'm just not so sure that was much better than JB's. Well, I'll tell you what, Rodeo Fans, this sure is heating up. 646-915-9940. If you want to give us a call, we're going to probably take another break or two right here and let you have the opportunity to get on the horn and give us a call. Looks like JB sitting first in the round, or first in the overall event, with Valderon sitting in second, and then Cody Lostro sitting in third now. Tell you what, these guys are, I mean, they are heating up. But if y'all want to give us a call, make sure you jump on the horn, 646-915-9940. We're going to drop down, play one or two more songs, Rodeo Fans. If we don't hear from you, we're going to break out early. We're making this show for you, so y'all get on the horn and give us a call. We'll be right back.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month the plumb good buggeroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. Hit riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo. While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. Dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes to fence rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, buddy, come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a-waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old flying U.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Saturday, but the bull knows how to take the county fair. It ain't a circus, it ain't no act. Mafioso used everything he's got to put. with a cowboy on his back.
Radio fans, Megan 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We are live talking about round four of the PBR Finals, 646-915-9940. We're here to take your calls and talk some of the rodeo that's been going on. We'll talk about just about anything, talk about rodeos in your area. If y'all have questions or comments, want to let us know what's going on in your area, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Just looking at the overall standings there after the fourth round, looks like JV fell back about 480.5 points behind Cody Lostro. He's going to be sitting in second place for tomorrow night for round two, or for round five. And, you know, Cody Lostro is going to have the pick of the draw tomorrow, and we're going to find out what he gets there. Should be a pretty good deal. Now, we are going to have a Sunday special here, talking about the overall PBR finals. We're going to find out, you know, who's going to be crowned the world champion. Is it going to be Cody Lostro? Is it going to be JB? Does he have enough to come out of there? Now, that's going to mean Cody's going to have to get bucked off at least one bull. And is that going to be enough? I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, this is going to be one of the best finals that I've ever seen. 646-915-9940. Rodeo fans, we want y'all to call in. Give us a comment about it. If y'all don't have anything to say, then we're going to break out of here a little bit early. We got to get up bright and early tomorrow. We got lots of rodeo this weekend to do. Going to be at a youth rodeo Saturday morning, followed by Port Charlotte Saturday night. And then we're going to have follow up with the Macon 8 Back on the Ranch Sunday special, talking about the world finals after everything is said and done and the dust is settled and they start loading the bulls back up in the trailers, hauling them back east. So tell you what, rodeo fans, it's going to be an action-packed weekend. Y'all are not going to want to miss the PBR finals. Like I said, they're just going through tomorrow's ranked 10. They've got Code Blue, Big Tex, Voodoo Child, Bones, Troubadour, Crosswired, Chicken on a Chain. I'm telling you, these are going to be some nasty bulls down here. We're going to see some action-packed stuff tomorrow night, and these guys are going to have their hands full. You know, here's my question, though. Cody Lostro has first pick. If he does not pick Troubadour, will JB take him again? Is he eligible to take him again? Hey, I don't know. Let's give us a call. Talk about it. 646-915-9940. Going to see what happens there, rodeo fans. We're going to leave the phone lines open for you here momentarily. Going to take another short break. Slide on down, rodeo fans. Get on the horn. Give us a call. We're happy to take your calls right now. 646-915-9940. We'll be right back.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
Take a look at the sun right now. Yeah, my car. broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. I need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road? Comes a blonde in a Cadillac. She got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
Welcome back, radio fans. Making 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Talking round 4 of the PBR finals tonight, and unfortunately not getting any of those callers in here. Hey, that's all right, though. We'll break things out. We'll let y'all get a grip, and we're going to get explosive down here. We got a great action-packed weekend. We're going to be down in Port Charlotte Friday night. See y'all, or Saturday night, I'm sorry. Make sure y'all tune in to Making8.com. Click on the Making 8 radio channel, and that'll bring you right to us. I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Hopefully y'all will get a grip, get explosive, and we'll see you in this weekend.
Yeah. gonna get you a gold buckle.
The only numbers I'll wear on my back.
There ain't no blackjack at the Thomas & Mack.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.